The duck call guru, David Sparks, with Sportsman Spotlight. With a more than healthy number of ducks predicted this year, you're going to want to listen to Ben Doherty so you can call them in. Talk about being an expert.
It really just depends on almost manipulating the call, I guess, to getting the right sound and the right, how would I put it, the notes down.
Excellent advice. Is there any one double read that you recommend?
You know, it's really tough to get away from the buck gardeners. I forget what the name of that call is. It's the double nasty.
And why do you say it's hard to get away? What is it that they bring?
Just the sound. It's easy to blow on. It puts out a pretty realistic sound on that call, and they're cheap. I mean, they're not expensive at all either. So nobody wants to go out and spend, you know, $100 on a duck call when they're just getting into it. Price right, and they sound good.
Next.
The big note on any time that you're blowing a duck call, it's actually you're trying to make it sound like a hen, because the hen's really the only one that's actually making that quack noise. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to lure groups of ducks in by sounding realistic. The things you want in that call is going to be how loud it is, the realistic sound, and then the notes that you put out. What do you want to do, a feeder call, a hail call? But the big thing is you're sounding like a hen to pull them in.
And what she's saying is, hey guys, good food source here, come on in, it's safe.
And what it is, there's safety in numbers there, so they want to get big groups of birds to come down and be safe. You're pretty much calling them in the migration in the fall.
Great advice, Ben. Thank you very much, and good luck to you all. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.